This song's called How High. We are the Record Company. We play rock and roll.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Welcome back from the 420 break. Phone lines are open. Your comments are appreciated here at 844-967-2789. Going to the phones right now, our pal, Mark from the SAC. Welcome back. What do you got?
Hey, I think the only time Trump's been hard in the past, decade is with chemical assistance. So that's the only time he's been hard on anything in the past decade.
And I see what you did there, Mark. Go ahead.
And as far as for Fox News, I mean, it's really appropriate. They just have a fake tree for fake news that is Fox. That is Fox. And actually, to say it represents Hanukkah is just a really a stretch, because the Yule tree, I mean, if it represents anything, it's a pagan symbol that Christians have adopted, and I mean, it's got nothing to do with Hanukkah. I mean, that is just. And if they're going to have all the religions there, why weren't the Druids? Aren't the Druids going to be present at the tree lighting ceremony?
I didn't see any Druids or any representatives of Kwanzaa.
If it was a real tree, you could make the argument for the Druids being there, but it still is not a real tree, so I don't think there's going to be any Druids
in heaven. Maybe the steel worker should be there. It looks like a steel infrastructure in that foxy all-American Christmas Hanukkah Kwanzaa tree. It's the all-American tree, Mark. It's for all of us. You know, all of us, red Americans.
It's ridiculous. I mean, because let's remember the first war on Christmas was declared by the Puritans in New England, because they didn't think of Christmas was appropriate because it was joy, you know, having any kind of joy at all at this time of the year. It's not scripturally, you know, documented that there's a tree. So they opposed Christmas until, you know, it got too big for them to handle. So I don't know. It's just ridiculous that these guys are going on like this, because this guy is apparently some mentally disturbed individual did this, and they're trying to claim it's some war on Christmas. Well, happy holidays to all those at Fox News. Happy holy days to them as well. That's my 2 cents today.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate it. I'd say it's worth at least 3 or 4 cents. 844-967-2789. At the end of the day, I don't think they're, you know, whether this person is mentally disturbed or just, you know, a rabid anti-foxer, I don't think it had anything to do with the Christmas tree aspect. At least that's my impression. Nobody really, really hates a Christmas tree.
Well, yeah, I don't think that there's a, you know, there was a spree of Christmas tree fires that he was planning. I think it was more against Fox than it was against the Christmas tree.
Now, if I come by your house and, you know, it's like Labor Day and you still got the lights and the tree up, then, you know, I'm starting to worry about you. But ultimately, I don't think anybody resents the tree or what it represents, unless, you know, by extension, it represents Fox News. Then I completely understand.
The only excuse I have that I can really accept for burning a tree is if you were smoking a stogie too close to it, and then you turned around and lit on fire.
I swear it's the Hanukkah tree menorah flames that lit that tree on fire. And Brian, I sort of bragged yesterday. I was invited to go back on Fox News. Hopefully this will be the important topic we discuss.
Congratulations. Why did you burn our tree?
Well, my thought is, had they not replaced, if they were not lighting a new all-American tree to represent, you know, the Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa holiday, well, then there's no way that I could possibly feel comfortable appearing on that fine show on December 19th. I mean, that is the Holy Week. Holy cow, you better have a tree, man.
See, I thought that you were going to bring your own tree and say, hey, I brought my own tree and have it in, like, the background here. And it's got the, you know, the at least a couple ornaments of the people that you want to put on the devil tree.
You know, since I'll be making that appearance from Las Vegas, Nevada, which has something of a, let's say, a reputation, I bet you I could put together a hell of a devil tree out there in Vegas.
Oh, my. You might even find an entire entourage around you just to sit in the booth with you.
I wonder if I could show up with, you know, let's call them adult dancers.
The devil dancers.
For the devil dancers. The holiday, well, we call them the Yuletide Christmas dancers. And then, you know, it's Vegas, so Eventually, they all get naked.
Holiday Devil Ladies.
Do you think I'd be invited back on Fox in the new year?
Absolutely, just not on the air.
I'd be a production favorite.
And say normally this happens on our jets.
844-967-2789. Do you see Rupert Murdoch and his wife, Jerry Hall? Do you know he is married to Jerry Hall, who used to be married to Mick Jagger? So Rupert Murdoch's got the moves like Jagger?
No. I think just Jerry Hall has just bad taste or could be motivated by something other than love. I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know.
Well, here's what might keep her warm at night. And it's probably not the embrace of Rupert Murdoch, but they got a new house. Did you hear about the new house? $200 million house. $200 million for the shack.
I bet you they're there all the time.
Property, guess who they bought it from?
I know, but you go ahead.
A subsidiary of the Koch network. You know, like, think Koch brothers. Apparently, it has 25 residences, this property they're buying, but mostly for the workers. You know, think of them as sort of indentured servants, serfs. You know, do they come with the property? Do I get the slaves?
I wonder if they negotiated that. That was part of the contract. Oh, you also inherit all these
indentured
workers.
I would like all the workers for the rest of their natural lives. And, you know, upon my deathbed, if I'm feeling particularly gregarious, you know, I might release one.
Well, I did tell Rudy that he was going to be free. I guess we're not going to. I'll leave it up to you to tell him whether he's free or not. How about that?
You giving Rudy 40 acres and a mule on the back 40?
My goodness.
At Rupert and Jerry's place?
We are down a hole.
Down in a hole. More Devil's Advocates. The 4 o'clock Happier Happy Hour, the Friday Eve edition. Can you tell? Brian wishes it was Friday right now. Wishes. The weekend was like 5 minutes away.
I have projected myself into tomorrow.
You know, we're partying this weekend too, big guy.
I know. I need my rest.
And your party shoes. It won't be a party without you. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It is a political party when you join us. 844-96-PARTY.
This is Chris Voss from the record company. You're listening to Devil Radio.
Because we're very high.
Just aim higher.
Because we're very high.